This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. It's time now for the Noon Farm Show, brought to you today by Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. Carlinville Truck Equipment, the truck and trailer experts on North University Street in Carlinville. Wayne Schaefer, your country insurance agent in Jerseyville. And by M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. Now here's WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you. The House easily passed a one-month extension of the expired 2008 Farm Bill, but the Senate is not expected to follow suit. The House bill is intended to keep existing farm programs going, but avert permanent law that includes 1940s vintage dairy supports. Trouble is, Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid won't take it up, leaving the House bill as no more than a political cover for Republicans who don't want to be blamed for either the dairy cliff or a lapse in existing programs. American Farm Bureau Executive Director Dale Moore.
I think that that's one of those sort of political chess games that's going on between the House and Senate leadership on how the Farm Bill process plays out. As a practical matter, I've heard Secretary Vilsack mention this at different times over the past year, that, you know, folks should not be surprised if he is not going to flip a switch and automatically January 1 provisions of permanent law kick in.
So Moore says from a practical standpoint, he's not sure of all the need behind an extension. And AFBF is not taking a formal position on an extension.
Our position is that we hope that the new farm bill would be done by the end of the year. It appears that the leaders of the conference feel they need another 30 days to get that all wrapped up, and that's where our focus is.
Moore says AFBF is encouraged by the signals from the four top ag negotiators that they're making progress on farm payment formulas and possibly food stamp savings. Moore and others expect the ag principals to keep working through the holidays to get a bill back to the full House-Senate conference before mid-January and the next budget cliff.
The catalyst for mid-January being the time frame is that the Ag Committee leadership, the conference leadership, sees that Congress will be coming back. They will be working on this budget process, and that provides them a window there in the middle part of a month that's usually relatively quiet as everybody gets ready for the President's State of the Union.
But now, with no extension, USDA is walking a fine line. There's little or no room for error. Without a farm bill by mid-January, there really could be a crisis in the ag sector. The U.S. Meat Export Federation released a report looking closely at October export results and also looking back on how meat exports have progressed this year. Taking a look at how our farmers' products are doing overseas, here's Joe Sheely.
In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, we'll look at highlights of the October results for U.S. beef and pork exports. Beef exports remain on a record-setting value pace, approaching $5.1 billion. That's 11% ahead of last year. Volume is 2% higher than a year ago at nearly 970,000 metric tons. Exceptional growth in Japan and Hong Kong continue to drive this performance. U.S. beef gained wider access to both of these markets in February, and the industry has capitalized in a big way. Exports to Japan are up more than 50% in volume and 33% in value, already reaching $1.2 billion for the year. Value to Hong Kong is up more than 140% at $629 million. But two key markets where U.S. beef got off to a slow start this year have staged a strong turnaround. Both Mexico and South Korea have rallied to pull ahead of last year's value pace, and we look for a strong finish in both markets in 2013. Pork exports in October were lower than a year ago, but that's somewhat deceptive because of the high volumes that were moved in the fourth quarter of 2012. October was actually the strongest export value month of the year for U.S. pork at nearly $540 million, and the second largest volume month at nearly 187,000 metric tons. Through the first 10 months of the year, pork exports are trailing last year's pace by 6% in volume and 5% in value at just under $5 billion. U.S. pork has struggled to keep pace in the intensely competitive market of Japan. Japan is still by far the largest value destination for U.S. pork, but exports are running about 6% below last year's pace. Offsetting this to some degree has been a very strong performance in Latin America. Mexico is steady with last year's record pace in terms of volume and 4% ahead in value at $964 million. But U.S. pork has also seen exceptional growth in Latin American markets such as Colombia, Chile, and Panama. For complete export results and updates on other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.
That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
This is Wayne Schaefer, your country financial agent in Jerseyville. Farming is more than an occupation. It's a way of life. So when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You can't trust your farm protection to just anyone. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. So let us put 80 years of experience to work for you. Find out more about farm insurance from me, your country agent in Jerseyville. Give us a call at 498-5800.
The time to start planning your 2014 whole farm needs is now. Visit your local crop specialist for a whole farm plan to help integrate your farm input needs. By matching up seed and crop protection programs, M&M Service can ensure you are getting the most out of your hard-earned dollar. M&M Service has the tools and resources to help you budget your farm's needs. As 2013 comes to a close, the entire staff at M&M Service Company would like to wish you and your families a safe and happy holiday season. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Did you know the Macoupin County Farm Bureau provides discount health products and travel services for you and your family? Macoupin County Farm Bureau provides an optical program, which saves you up to 30% on eye care products and services. The Macoupin County Farm Bureau can also be your travel agent and help you save on individual or group trips. And there are also savings on Beltone hearing services. Now that's service. For more details, contact the Macoupin County Farm Bureau at 854-2571. Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value and service.
At this time of the year, your friends at Carlinville Truck Equipment are grateful for many blessings. And in that spirit, your friends at Carlinville Truck Equipment would like to say with much gratitude, thank you for choosing them. Best wishes for a safe, happy, and holiday season. And your friends at Carlinville Truck Equipment hope you have the opportunity to relax and spend time with family and friends. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 854-6706. They deliver what others promise.
As farmers bring their equipment in for the winter, many are taking this opportunity to work on equipment, which includes prepping the planter for spring. Kinsey Service Manager Phil Jennings explains why getting an early start is a good idea.
This time of the year, we get done with our harvest equipment, and we're washing up and we're putting things away. We certainly don't want to get the planter buried in the back of the shed. Get it brought out to the front, because now is really the time, once harvest is complete, that we need to start preparing for spring.
Jennings recommends farmers begin with the basic mechanical components of the planter first. He says farmers should look closely at all of the soil-engaging components on the row units because badly worn parts can compromise planter efficiency. He mentions other specific components to check, including the disc opener blades.
There is a measurement on those we can take a look at. That 14.5 inches, those blades should be replaced. The other way to check that is to make sure that those two blades come in contact with each other at the leading edges for approximately 1 inch to 1.5 inches to form the seed trench. Between those two blades, we also have an inner scraper that helps to protect our seed tube and keep those inner surfaces clean. We want to make sure they're going to get the tape measure up and check those to make sure that they're 5/8 or greater in dimension for adequate protection. On the outside of our disc opener blades, the gauge wheel tires themselves, we hold those up into the operating position and turn that tire, we should have that tire lightly contact the blade as it spins around in its rotation to prevent foreign material from lodging between the tire and the blade itself.
Once the basic mechanical components have been checked, Jennings says farmers should also check the technological components.
Our drive line is now incorporated with our technology by the use of clutches. Those clutches may need service as well. When we look at the rest of our technology, there's typically annual updates to software and monitors and modules on these machines as well. So now is a great time to tune up that technology.
Again, that was Kinsey Service Manager Phil Jennings. Many of us are familiar with Paul Harvey's So God Made a Farmer oration and how it was used in a Super Bowl commercial last February. Now, Ram and National Geographic are launching The Farmer in All of Us, a photographic essay with more than 240 images shot for the initial So God Made a Farmer Super Bowl ad. Proceeds from book purchases will benefit the FFA. Ram's Year of the Farmer has already helped to raise about $1 million for the FFA organization. The Mid-Illinois Pork Producers are doing a holiday pork certificate giveaway. If you would like to be entered for a chance to win $10 worth of pork gift certificates, just shoot an email to Angela at WSMIradio.com. We will be announcing the winners next week, only one entry per family. And again, just send me an email with your name and mailing address for a chance to win. That email address again is Angela at WSMIradio.com. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.